بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن المن بالعطية ونحوها. There is a next chapter in which we are forbidden that when we do a favor to somebody, we give a present to somebody, and then we go and talk about it. Either we remind a person over and over, I did this for you, I helped you out, or we go and talk amongst people that I helped so and so out. This hurts that person, and his respect, his self-respect and honor is harmed. Therefore, it is prohibited. That we help somebody, we must do it for the pleasure of Allah, and then we must keep quiet about it, not go and broadcast it everywhere and make a big show about it. Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُبْطِلُوا صَدَقَاتِكُمْ بِالْمَنِّ وَالْأَذَى. O you who believe, do not destroy the rewards of your charities by speaking about it, by reminding that person, and by causing injury and harm to that person. So in whichever way that a person, he has helped somebody, Allah gave him tawfiq, which is a very great ibadat. But now Allah wants, don't destroy the rewards of that ibadat of yours by speaking about it. Yeah, again, many times right in the house we are guilty of it. We remind the wife, I do this for you, I do this for you, so much I do for you, you don't appreciate. We do it, we should do it for the pleasure of Allah. In the same way, the wife also sometimes, she also says, I do so much for you, I go out of my way for you, but you don't appreciate. So to remind of these favors, if it is to encourage the person on certain matters and you're using that, that will be different. But if it is just to show that I've done so much for you, I'm so concerned about you, and then you speak about it and that person feels hurt, that you're making him now feeling you belittle the person, that is not permissible. قال الله تعالى in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا مَنَّا وَلَا أَذَى. Allah praises those people who spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and after that they don't follow it up, and don't speak about what they had spent, and they don't show their favors, and they don't cause psychological harm to that person, reminding him or speaking in front of other people that person, I helped him out. He was in this position. Here, I'm the one who helped him out. So therefore, this is also one thing we should be careful about. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam on one occasion said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. There are three types of people whom Allah Ta'ala will not even speak to. That is, Allah will be angry and not in a happy way. Allah won't speak to those people. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. And Allah will not even look at those people. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. And Allah will not purify them of the wrongs which they had done. They won't be purified. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for them will be a painful punishment. So three groups of people for whom there will be four types of punishment. That Allah won't speak to them. Allah won't look at them. Allah won't purify them of their sins, and for them will be a painful punishment. قال فقرأها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث مرات. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned these four punishments three times. For three types of people, four types of punishment, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated his words three times. قال أبو ذر خابوا وخسروا من هم يا رسول الله. The narrator of the hadith, Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, these people are in total loss and they are going to suffer great destruction. Who are they, O Allah's Rasul? Inform us that we can be saved from who these three types of people are. قال Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first one, Al-Musbil, the person who wears his garments below his ankles. And other hadith, it comes because of pride. The ulama have explained, a person wears, if it is out of negligence, a person's stomach is very big, or your trouser keeps on dropping down, and you keep on lifting it up. That is different. But just you keep your trousers, you wear your clothing, whether it's your jubba, whether it's your kurta, long Arab kurtas especially, whether it is your lungi, your trouser, anything which covers the ankles. That is one of the three types of person that has been referred to who will get the severe punishment. Wal mannan, the second person is who does a favor to somebody, he does some ihsan, and then after that he speaks about it. He reminds that person, he causes him mental injury, and he makes that person feel hurt and small, and makes him like enslaves him psychologically, that I did this for you, I did that for you. And the third one, وَالْمُنْفِقُ سِلْعَةُ بِالْحَلَفِ الْكَاذِبِ, a person who sells his goods taking a false qasam. That is, he says, he takes a qasam that I bought it for so much, which is lying. He didn't pay so much for it, and I'm selling it to you for so much. In other words, I'm hardly making a profit. I'm giving it to you at cost, but he's lying in there. Or that he is some other quality which is in that product, which he does not disclose, and he takes qasam on it. So for three types of people, four types of severe punishment. Person who wears his garments below his ankles, a person who does good to somebody but then talks about it and causes that person to be belittled, to feel small, and a person who sells his goods but under a false oath. So therefore, we should be careful of these three types of sins as well, and try and correct ourselves in all these matters.